Get a copy of this?
Yeah.
Send to me?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Smooth the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I had that name for so long.
Like, yeah.
For like 20 years now.
Can I call you that today?
Yes.
I'm going to call you Smooth the Greatest with a D.
Smooth the Greatest.
Not to be mistaken with the greatest.
Smooth the Greatest.
Smooth the Greatest. What makes you smooth?
Just my character, I guess.
You smooth?
Well, I don't try to be.
Wait, save it for the cameras. No, I like this conversation, actually. Save it for the camera. While she gets us set up, This is our little like sound effects board, so don't read them, but just close your eyes and push one, and that's the theme of your day. Oh, yeah, there you go. Wait, you push it and then like get your finger off of it.
I know, I did the
hand clap. Move over.
I did the hand clap.
Yeah, you did. Wait, I think you got... No, you did this one. Yeah.
All right, so let me do that one.
All right, let me see mine. I always like... No, that's not the one
you
I
did
want.
It. It's too late. It's too late. It's too
I
late.
Want this one.
Magical? Yeah. Or dreamy?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Magical. I make magic in the stew.
All right. Julie, how do you say your pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America, something. Oh, I'm a whole retard. Okay. I'm back now. I feel like the chair should go down a little, or is it good?
Okay, Marcus?
Yes.
Can you say your pledge of allegiance for me, please?
I pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Do you know it?
Of the United States of America.
Okay.
I know it.
I don't think the chair should go down.
But originally from, my family's from Jamaica. So my grandfather taught me the Jamaican Pledge of Allegiance, but I don't remember it in totality.
I have a friend from Jamaica, and maybe you know her, because she stabbed her husband, Speedy, 36 times. And
Speedy?
Yeah.
The fisherman Speedy?
Yeah, she fucked.
I used to go fishing with Speedy.
Why did she stab his ass so many times? My homegirl, Pat.
Why she killed Speedy?
I'm trying to say maybe, Lily, turn this shit on. Maybe you fucking know her because she came through the jail.
I don't know her.
You didn't meet her in the jail?
I don't know her, but I did go fishing one day and I asked this dude, Dave.
Marcus, why do you think he got stabbed? Because it is a mystery to me.
Why he got stabbed? That's a bit extreme.
You used to fish with Speedy? He was such a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
36 times.
He got into not an accident, but I guess he had some type of like, I would like to say adult onset, like bone degeneration thing, and where his spinal cord was acting up.
That is not a reason to get stabbed.
No. But I'm just giving you a little backdrop of how I know Speedy. And
okay.
Fishing with him, and I used to always go to that same house that he'd be at. You know, he had that Gold F-150. He lived right there, right in front of the Flash Dance, the strip club, on Purdy Lane. And it's like...
Did you know he got stabbed that many times?
I just found out that he got stabbed maybe like 8 months ago.
Homeboy got stabbed like 3 years ago already. It's already been like maybe 2 years ago. It's been a minute.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, that's I think crazy. It was like maybe the pandemic made her crazy or something. Because 36 times. Like, do you know how much effort goes into stabbing somebody 36 times?
Yeah, that's passionate.
Yeah.
That's a lot of passion.
But you know, see, in Speedy's younger days, he's... Do Speedy shit.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah. So maybe homegirl just got tired of it.
But nah, you don't kill nobody over nothing like that.
Damn sure not no damn 36 times.
Yeah, 36 times is a lot.
Mm. I'm drinking on camera, so there's evidence.
No, that's a Red Bull. This is lemonade, pink lemonade.
This is a Hey Hey, and we want to shout out their public relations firm that dropped these off to us. We've been serving these all season long. This week, I toured somewhere, and I saw Marcus... And he's literally like a stranger, but I invited him to this podcast, and clearly he knows nothing about Stranger Danger because he accepted. And so we're gonna get to know Marcus together since I don't know you, and you don't really know me either.
Mm-mm.
What do you know about me?
The fact that you came and you did a tour and
in an unsaid place.
Yeah, and I met your daughter, who I thought was a colleague, and. Guys can pass the sisters, so.
Oh, I like that. Say that one more time. Run that back like 10 times, actually. On loop when we're editing this. You asked me, who do I live with? And I was like, her. That's my kid.
Wow.
So what else do you know about me?
That you're Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, Indian.
I didn't tell you that.
I thought you were capping at first.
Capping.
Because the word kinda is like a, you know, it's like an Indian thing.
Okay. Okay, smooth, the greatest. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. I know you cut hair.
I do.
And that I asked you, have you ever messed somebody's hair up? And do you remember what you told me?
Never.
Yeah, that's what you said with full confidence, that you've never messed anyone's hair up.
Nah, because I was my own guinea pig.
Did you do designs?
Yes, on my own hair. And
you did designs in your hair?
I did designs in my hair. That's how I was able to master my craft.
Like holding a mirror?
One mirror and an actual stationary mirror in the bathroom.
That's pretty badass, actually, not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me more. How long have you lived here in Palm Beach County?
I've been in Palm Beach County since, actually born in Palm Beach County. Went to Jamaica for a little bit. Came back in like 85. Stayed here for like 2 years.
Oh, that's right. You're older than me, too. I know that about you.
Yeah, went to New York in 87. From 87 to 91, I moved back here to Florida. And then.
Wait, how old were you then?
I was 7 years old when I moved to New York.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I came back in 91 and started middle school. Well, no, middle school, sixth grade. And then here I am. Been here ever since.
It's kind of weird that we can't talk about what you do because that's part of your story, but
We can make it interesting though. We can have topics, but we gotta get in detail.
Okay. Do you know what I do?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Well, you own a studio called the Kinda House.
Nice plug.
Nice place. Thank you. Like the setup. Definitely a place I would love to, you know, frequent.
Okay.
And being that I'm new to all this, you know, podcast world and social media content creation. It'd be nice to establish a little bit of residency here if I could.
Do you already create content?
Never.
Oh, really?
I just have a social media, but I just post random stuff.
Okay. Well, I am like the butt of all, you know, their jokes on TikTok. So if you visit Kinda House Studios, there's a bunch of awful videos of me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They make me act, and I'm an awful actor. Actress, it's terrible. I had to repeat this like door scene 45 times.
Okay.
Yeah, and they just tortured me with that kind of shit. But
so she made you repeat that door scene.
No, actually, it was duck.
Duck. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with the word duck.
No, that's a person's name. Do you know the origin of that name?
No.
No, a pond. I thought it was so funny with that, like a pond duck. Okay, fine. It's my kid's nickname. We call her Duck. Not that kid. There's a bunch more.
You have a...
I hope you got that reaction on camera.
So listen, so she has a tribe? You have a tribe?
I have a fucking bunch of kids. Take a guess how many.
Eight.
I love how a bunch of kids means different to different cultures. A white person would be like, two, maybe three.
That'd be a bunch, yeah.
No, it's three.
Three kids?
Yeah, but one really doesn't count. I mean, look at her. She's already, you know, she's like a whole ass adult.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then the kids, they work here too. So we all work together.
Your energy level just doesn't give me a mother of three.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
I think it is.
Well, I have never been arrested for like child abuse or neglect or anything. So I suppose it is a compliment.
No, because a mother of three typically has an energy of a person that goes to work and goes home and on the couch potato and don't want to do anything. But you're here being interactive.
Yeah, but my life is so fun, though. So, like, okay, so I own the studio. What else do you know about me and, like, my career?
You own the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of a, I would say, I don't know if philanthropist would be the correct word.
Yeah.
Because of how you and I met. You know, you have to be in a certain position.
How did we meet?
You have to be in a certain position for us to you and I, for you and I to meet.
Okay.
So,
good thing you're not in law enforcement because you definitely are not picking up any other clues. Jamie just asked you for a quote for a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also in magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So we do all things media.
Got you.
Yeah. So not just social media.
Okay.
Yeah. But so I can get to know you better and you can get to know me because we don't know each other.
Yes.
Our producer here has some questions for us that I have not seen.
Really?
Yeah.
So I asked you,
but I don't know the questions and we're going to do this together. Mm. Cheers. Do you want a hey hey? You still don't want a hey hey, right?
I think I'm gonna need one now because this is about empty.
I got you. I'll get you.
So we're gonna have to pause on camera.
Give myself a microphone too, so
Wow. Oh, there you go. What the hell is that? 50 First Dates with Julie Khanna?
That's your name of your podcast.
I'm not doing that.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not going on 50 dates. I'll die. No fucking way. I already have like, sorry, I opened that for. I'm so used to
it. Damn. The drink is now. Give him an option.
Oh my God. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just was being nice. Was that too weird? Who came up with this 50 First Dates?
Let me tell you. Oh.
I'm not doing 50 First Dates. That would be a whole nightmare. Although.
Wait a minute. This is gin?
Yeah.
This is really good.
Oh my God. Is that the stickers? They look so cute. Wow. Okay. I really want to know who came up with this show idea.
Shout out to Hey.
I've got a mic check myself. Oh.
This is some good stuff.
Oh, look at my producer on camera. Go for it, Lil.
Thank you. All right, you guys ready?
Okay, yeah, shout out to Hey. They're like some Indian kids that made this, I think. Delete that if I was wrong.
All right, we're going to play a game of this or that, which I think you two are all very familiar with.
Let's do it.
So at the same exact time, I'm going to read you. It's this or that, right? And I want you to say which one you prefer.
Are you competitive?
Very.
Me too.
And each of these, by the way, tells each other a little bit more about each other.
Okay, so then you won't be a stranger danger to me.
Correct.
I'm going to know things about you.
Perfect.
This first one's actually tells a lot.
Okay, let's go. Are you so excited? Very. Wait, where's the drum roll? Nope, that's definitely not it. Yes. Yeah, that was her impatient face while you read that. She's smiling, but she's like, come on, guys, let's go.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Ready. Sandals or Crocs?
Ew, sandals. What? Oh my God. I just picture like sweaty toes inside there, like squishing around. All right, fine.
Okay,
fine.
Moving on.
Jeff, but I can elaborate on that. But we can go for it.
I want to hear this because I need to.
I agree with her.
Sure. With the yes. Sandals?
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. But okay. My theory is if I wear Crocs, I've never wear Crocs barefooted. I put socks.
That's do you fair. Put the, what is it called? What's Nikhil call it? Sports mode on with the little, you know, the little back?
No, I don't.
He puts sports mode on?
I don't utilize the sports mode. I keep it.
Is that what
comfort.
You call it too?
That's on comfort.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right, number two.
Wait for me. I'm coming. Let's go.
This one. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad haircut or bad dye job?
Who?
Bad haircut or a bad hair color job?
Bad. I'm going to have to go with bad, color job.
Bad haircut.
Yeah, I could see that coming from a barber's perspective.
And from a woman, you know, like a dye job is worse.
Oh my God, because it can turn weird colors.
Like blue and green. And
well, for me, based on my experience, like I've seen some very, very bad haircuts.
But you didn't give those bad haircuts.
No, I didn't give them. That's why.
Shout out to Smooth the Greatest.
That's why I'm able to critique these haircuts mm-hmm. and determine whether it's okay.
That's fair.
Or bad.
All right, we're house divided again.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays or Sundays?
Saturdays. That was easy. All day.
Call an Uber or call a friend?
Uber.
I can't stand Uber.
Wait, do you know what happened to me last night? Oh my God, I called an Uber. I took an Uber to the Food and Wine Festival, mm-hmm. right? First of all, this guy picks me up in the most jankiest car ever that smelled like pot. But homeboy wanted to have a whole conversation with me while mm-hmm. he was driving, except he was making eye contact with me in the back seat. So while he's
totally
driving,
unsafe.
He's like this. And I'm like, bro, you gotta have to watch that road. Like, mm-hmm. a bitch is trying to live. Stop mm-hmm. looking at me. He turned around at least 6 times and held eye contact for like a solid 3 to 5 seconds per pop. I was like, bro.
I have a legitimate reason why I choose Uber.
Why?
Why?
For today. Like I told you, I just got back from Atlanta, 10 o'clock this morning. And I called all my friends and nobody didn't answer. Uber came through clutch.
See, Uber is
different from Julie because she just demands a kid come pick her up. So
yeah.
And the funny thing is,
I can have one of mine.
My Uber driver, I guess he's Republican. I don't know if this is
go for it. Let her rip.
politics, but
all things go here.
All things, that's perfect. We had a very in-depth conversation about how Donald Trump
was
in the Bronx yesterday, and he was able to acquire 25,000 people.
Yeah.
To come to his little segment that he had, his little speech or whatnot. So if he's doing that in such an early stage,
he's going to win.
He's going to win. Because remember, Biden had that last year or whatever.
Yeah.
Had it. And right now, Biden's on the winning by like 7% right now.
Did you see Amber Rose, her post about Trump? I saw when she posted it, like 3 minutes later. So I screenshot how many followers she had because I knew their shits were going to tank. They did not. She only dropped 10,000 followers. So the comments were flooded with, oh, you're a sellout, like all this shit. No. And all these people unfollowing you right now. No, they didn't. She only lost 10,000. That's it.
All I'm going to say is politics is so much more than what meets the eye.
Absolutely.
All right, back to this or that. Donald Trump or Joe Biden? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No brainer. No brainer.
Wait, who is it? Who is it?
Donald Trump.
I would be so fired. Oh, I could never
roll the Red Kingdom song,
please. But it's reality, though. You want somebody that's seen now, or you want somebody that's entertained?
I'm with you.
As a business person, somebody that can grab the attention.
Running a country is running a business.
But I think everybody says that they, yeah, like you said.
How old are you?
22.
I cannot believe that.
I studied politics, so.
You're a very smart girl.
Appreciate you, big dog.
You're very in touch with
reality. Smart motherfucker.
All right. Calling or texting?
Different situations require different things.
I can definitely second that.
It depends if I like the person.
That's circumstantial.
Yeah.
Like calling or texting.
I hate talking on the phone unless I like the person. If I like the person,
texting,
I'll talk.
I'm texting. Texting.
All right. Wait, do we like the person? That matters.
No, it doesn't.
In general, texting.
I'm going to say texting.
If I have a generic message to get out, texting.
Texting.
All right, fine.
So you're an overthinker like me?
Very.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Same. Saving or spending?
Saving. This man said that shit with the straightest face ever. Okay.
Fair.
But I do spend when it comes to like a VIP experience. I can't be in Gen Pop.
Like for me, that one's more circumstantial than calling or texting.
Oh,
yeah, and that's the thing because
I will always drop a bag on an experience.
I don't want to go through the battle of the sexes while we're here because I'm completely outnumbered by estrogen. So what I would say is. You know, us men are more logical thinkers. So, at any given time, you know, you're here today, you're going tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and depending on how your life is set up, spending will be more of a satisfaction because you get to acquire different things. And rather than just I'm saving, but then you lose your life and then what you save for.
That's true. But I mean, obviously, there's caveats, right? Like,
of course.
Like, yeah,
but
I agree.
But you have that, though. That's the difference. My life, I'm different. I don't have that.
Yeah.
So, what am I saving for?
Like, last year for my birthday, I bought myself a house, another one. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, that was like spending, but also saving.
Yeah. Last year, I bought myself a slingshot.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Do you still have it?
I still have it.
Yeah. Is it overrated or underrated?
It's underrated. Oh man, that's a great stress reliever.
Okay, do you have a four wheeler?
I don't. You have that's, one.
I know.
You have. Oh, you know. Have one.
Oh my
yes,
god.
Yes, you have one.
We had all that conversation in 2 minutes. I feel like we spoke for like a grand total of 2 minutes before you got here.
You and I, we connected like.
Okay. I was just so scared about this cockroach situation that took place.
He wasn't there for that. He came in later, I think.
Oh, there was a cockroach that was crawling around the floor where we were in unsaid place.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I could think about for the first hour while that man was talking, our ears off. Just did not want to get gangbanged by a cockroach.
That's crazy.
Ready for the next question.
Who was talking?
Cuban dude.
The CFO? He's not CFO.
No.
That's not a private.
You're talking about... The guy that brought you in, the person that brought you.
He was wearing a suit.
No.
A suit and a badge, yeah. He was
Cuban dude.
He was wearing a suit, yeah.
We were sitting in front of a sign, a motivational sign, and it said it had clit in the word. I don't know. Okay, fine. Keep going. Next.
Next.
Okay. Definitely next. Fast.
Telling a lie or being told a lie?
Telling a lie.
Yeah, telling a lie. The fuck? Don't lie to me, weirdo.
I'm going to be devil's advocate on that. It has to have, if you give me some type of baseline of what a lie was told, I try to be understanding.
That's nice. My mom's not understanding.
No, I don't like lies. Lies are weird to me.
Lies
are weird.
Lies can be a form of protection.
True.
Okay. I could see that. But unnecessary lies are weird. Like, have you ever met someone that just lies about their age or lies about something like there was no reason to lie about?
Yes.
It's or like their philosophies on life, and then you find out that's not who they are in real life. Listen, like, that's so weird.
I'm older than you, and I can't say, you had to really, disclaimer, okay?
And he has an Android. Oh.
Way better than Apple.
Keep going. Damn, you sound pretty hot when you're whispering. Keep going.
Okay. Speaking of, the great segue, younger or older?
Younger.
Older.
Would you look at that?
Definitely not. A younger dude is weird.
Okay, I actually wrote this question and I can't pronounce the word. It just like fucks with my head. Planning or
spontaneity.
I can't do it either. Spontaneous or planned shit?
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous all day.
All day. All day. I love doing some rogue shit.
Okay.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Skinny French fries or the thick cut wedges?
All thick.
Thickums. The thickums.
You just fucking ASMR'd a French fry.
The thickums.
Okay.
I'm a French fry fan.
This
is
a
fries.
Perfect last question to end things out. No. I have one last one. And I have a feeling I know each other's answers.
Huh. I'm here in my mouth. God.
Dark chocolate or white chocolate?
What the fuck is dark all day?
White chocolate.
Dummy.
Easy there, white chocolate.
So listen, that's it?
Just for this or that.
No, there's more.
Okay.
Wait, get
dark me. Chocolate. You like dark chocolate?
Yeah, better than white chocolate.
Look, hey, listen, I noticed that she loves to wear black also.
Milk chocolate's better.
The last time I saw her, she had on black.
Where'd you see me? Trying to case you up.
I saw you in a public safety building.
That's fair.
Is that where you got your hat?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's fine.
So these are individual questions and space is story time for each individual person.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Cheers. Right.
We're going to start off with Julie.
Oh, I love me.
Julie, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you on a date?
Wait, you're going to have to get Jenna Lee for this. Tell Jenna Lee you're getting here. Jenna Lee was traveling. So Jenna Lee and I have grown up together since I was 14. Okay.
Okay, the question to Julie was.
And she goes on a cruise, and that's where everything goes sideways. Because once Jenna Lee leaves, there's no one.
The whole world crumbles.
Yeah, no shit. For real. Literally, we walk around here like, where the fuck is this? How do we do this? We don't know this. But also, while I was unsupervised, I went on a date with this guy. Oh my God. And you know how you can tell in like a nanosecond that this is a problem, right? Yeah. Like I was like, fuck. But I'm here, so I'm gonna eat my chicken and leave. Like I gotta get out of this situation, right? So okay. So there I am. I'm mentally done. I'm already done. I gotta get out of here. Like I'm 1 foot out the door, but I do like the chicken. Okay, the chicken was good. So I was like, I'm gonna fuck up this chicken and then I'm out, right? So man sits next to me to eat my chicken, which like I don't even care at this point. So there I am. Stop. I'm just like shoveling my chicken in my face, having a good old time. And this man picks up the phone and yells, selfie! And I was like, the fuck? And there's a photo of me in some random man's phone with like my mouth half open and chicken. And the son of a bitch takes a photo of us. And I don't know why the fuck he would do that. Like, why did he do that? I don't know. I have never answered his calls again to this day.
Let me tell you something. Rock that guy's world.
Oh, no. No.
I'm telling you. You had that man so excited. You had him so in tune. You thought he was winning. He had to memorialize that moment.
There was no way he thought he was winning. I wasn't even nice. There was no words coming out. I stopped speaking. I like emotionally, mentally shut down. Like there was no way he thought, damn, I'm bagging this.
You know why?
Huh?
Because he hasn't been on a date in 13 years.
Oh my God. So it was a serial killer probably.
Probably.
Also his toes were fucking jacked because he wore sandals.
That's my point. That's my point. You fell for it.
Dude, he wore sandals. What would you do if you were on a date and some bitch was like, Subby, and takes a photo of you? A chick that you don't even like.
Listen, I would neatly say, I'm going to the restroom. I'll be right back.
You do a drop and dash?
The first part would be true.
Okay.
But the be right back part would be, yeah, that would be false.
Generally, would you die? Like, there's a photo of me and I'm like...
I would have probably just been like,
what? In this man's phone. Because he texted back to me one day. I was like, when can I see you? I was like, absolutely never. Wait, is the hard answer. So fuck off. I do not. I swiped that bitch clean and blocked him. That is a no. That's a no. That is crazy. A hard pass.
I'm going to give you guys the truth.
Oh, God. You're a serial killer.
Most of y'all women that y'all really have limited options. Limited options.
That is true. 22.
Mm-hmm. It's that like is you true. Really have very slim pickings.
Wow, that's so depressing, actually. It's a depressing
but
thought.
But it's the truth, though. So you'd rather prepare yourself now and save yourself the depression later on when you're in your 30s and 40s. Or you be delusional and think like, yeah, my Prince Charming is out there.
There's no such thing.
And, you know, so yeah. I live in reality. Like, I'm not void of error. So I know the type of world we live in. And it goes from male and females. I've dated a lot of women. I've experienced a lot of women, and women have it bad.
So that's discouraging.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you. College dropout is at an all time high. Unemployment for males, whether you're black, white, whatever race you are, is at a all time low.
Yeah.
So it's like
this is bad. I understand.
And remember, women outnumber men.
All right. So on that note, I'm actually like suicidal now. Let's keep going because there's no hope for this.
Marcus, like, this question's for you.
Okay.
If you got into a bar fight, what song would you want to be playing in the background?
A little scrappy. No problems.
Okay. All right.
Damn, we should have had his phone connected to Bluetooth so we could have played it.
Wait, I wonder what I would want. I need something.
What would
good.
You want, Julie?
I don't know. I need a good song. Oh, okay. Nardo. That song.
Nardo Wick, yeah.
Hell yeah. Want to smoke?
That's fitting.
You want to smoke with me?
Yes.
You want to smoke with me?
That would be my walkout song in a bar fight.
After you lost or you won?
No, win. You can't lose to Nardo Wick. Come on now.
I don't know.
This is that's not funny. Like Eye of the Tiger shit. Like it's
I
Nardo.
I was just about to say, you say Eye of the Tiger, get out. That's so lame.
That's
so lame.
Mm-mm. I would want Nardo playing, and I would just be like, that's right. Like,
that's fine.
I would win that.
But
fight.
Listen, I'm completely stuck right now of how you guys' studio was set up and the atmosphere. And it's so
welcoming. Thank you.
You know, I thought I'd be a nervous wreck, but you guys are very, very
thank you.
Fun.
That's because we know everything there is to know about you now.
You sure?
We know you like Crocs.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
I know.
Crocs are fly. Listen, until you see me in front of a barbecue grill with no shirt on, with some hoochie daddy shorts on and some Crocs with some socks on, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sounds like a fit Donovan would wear. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see that, actually.
See?
Let's go.
All right, Marcus, this next one's also for you.
Okay.
Oh.
Fill in the blank. I cannot date someone who, blank.
Smells.
Oh. I was gonna say it's stupid.
That's
I can't handle stupid people.
I can't.
Think
stupid.
About it. Before a person opens their mouth, I mean.
That is true. Ew, if their breath stinks, that's a big red flag. That's so gross.
Or if they have some funky ass perfume on, like that would be like
a. Like a wrong perfume. You can wear perfume, but the wrong perfume
that
still
is
very off-putting.
That is
definitely
very true.
Be a,
there's like a whole science behind perfumes.
You'd not survive in India.
That's serious because.
Yes.
If you smell bad with your perfume, I don't care what come out of your mouth at that point. You can tell me that, you know, you're God's gift to man.
Whatever male, like, shit talk you think you do, we could amplify that shit 100-fold. This is like sexual assault environment around here. Like, the shit that gets talked about is, There's no limits. There's none. Mm-mm.
Okay, Julie.
Oh, God.
If the police suddenly broke into your house, where would you rush to hide?
What would I rush to hide?
What would you rush to hide?
What?
Just, I think what's more interesting.
Probably
what would you hide?
My guns, right? I don't know.
Why would you hide your guns if they're legit?
Some of them are, I don't know. Don't look at me
There's
like that.
There's not a Florida registry anyway.
Don't look at me like that. Hell no. I ain't saying shit. Also,
you heard what I said?
Do you remember when we would have parties at the house and we just trade guns? Everyone trade. I trade with Lucho. I would trade Lucci, Jesse. We'd all just trade our fucking pistols.
Yeah.
I don't know where those things have been.
Well, you have yours, so that's what matters.
Yeah, but the ones that I don't know, I would hide those. Mm-hmm. What would you hide?
If the police raid my house right now, what would I hide?
That and my nudie book.
I have nothing to hide.
Oh.
Aren't you just a...
But you guys know. Like, you guys know. I mean, like, what am I going to hide?
That is true.
You don't have, like, nudie books around?
Books?
Yeah, like...
I got my phone, bro.
No, like, your nudie books.
Books.
You never did, like, a nudie shoot?
Of course. But
yeah.
But they're already hidden. Like, how would I... What, I don't have to hide what if it was already hidden.
Oh. Okay. That's true. My guns are just
the police
sitting
can't
on my...
like raid your phone.
Wait a minute.
They can't take your phone like that.
No,
my guns just sit on my dresser.
You gotta have certain things to take somebody's phones.
Correct.
Certain documentation.
Correct.
How do you know that?
It's weird. Common knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
yeah,
she's got your back.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
Mm. A lot of Law and Order.
A lot
you know?
Of First Amendment audits I see on YouTube where they do a lot of unreasonable search and seizures and
that
type of stuff. YouTube.
I hear you. Okay. No, because I'm a little defiant. So I would definitely not cooperate.
She would fold.
I love defiant.
I am defiant.
Anyways. Okay, Marcus, what's something you're really proud of in your career?
Career?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I've been doing what I've been doing now for over 2 decades.
Yeah, that's really impressive, actually. I remember hearing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is good.
This week.
Yeah, over 2 decades, yeah.
Okay. That was a little get to know me a little bit better, but we're back to the games, which is my favorite part.
Okay,
this is called role reversal.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to ask you a question about if you were sitting in Julie's shoes, what would you do? And then same for Julie, if you were sitting in Marcus's shoes, what would you do?
Okay.
All right, Julie, you're first.
Oh, God.
Julie, you're in law enforcement.
Okay.
You just arrested someone and you have to recite them their Miranda rights.
Jesus
go.
Jesus Christ. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say and can and do will be used against you. You have a right to a phone call. If you don't have one, we'll give you a phone. You have a right to, right to remain silent. What the fuck happens after?
You got that. You have right to remain silent. Anything you can, anything you say can and will be used against you.
Just stay silent and plead the fifth.
In the court of law,
yes. And then
you have
the phone call?
Right.
Is the phone call
There's
thing?
No phone
There's
call
no phone call in there?
No.
Okay.
You have the right to speak.
I watched
you have the right to speak to an attorney. If you don't have one will be appointed to you.
Yes, first 48.
And then, I love first 48. Yeah. I love that. I always try to solve it first. And then, is there anything else after that? Do they say any words after that? The phone call? There's no phone call.
No
so
phone
there's
call.
Nothing. So then that's it. I'm done.
Do you understand?
Do you understand,
The
rights that I have just recited to you?
Yes, I do.
With these rights in mind, I guess.
I believe the fifth.
Yeah, no. Okay.
No.
That's not a part of it.
Oh.
You can't give them a random rights.
All right, Marcus, show us how it's done. Show us how it's done.
I don't know
how
it's
done. All I'm hearing is no. You show us how it's done.
I don't know how it's done, but I can only go based on what I've seen on TV. I can take.
Okay, what have you seen on TV? Yeah, go.
What they say on TV?
Yes.
They say you have the right to remain silent.
God, that's sexy.
Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to an attorney.
Damn.
If you can't afford one, one will be provided to you by the courts. Do you understand the rights that I've just given you?
Yeah, no, that was pretty fire.
Do it again.
I would believe it.
I would go to jail with you.
I would believe it.
If you were reading me those, I'm just saying. Okay, keep going.
Why would you want to go to jail with me? I don't go to jail.
No, I know. I'm saying in your first 48, like hypothetical world.
How does that benefit you by you going to jail? I'm not going to jail.
I'm just going to go with you to jail. Why not? Like if
I'm not going to be in jail.
Oh, okay. Then I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
No. Plus, I wouldn't eat the food.
Okay, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus, you have Julie's career. You're in media.
Okay.
And the woman down the road just won my 600-pound life's burger eating contest. Okay. Give me your best pitch to the local news reporter about why they should cover this story and how it will help the community in 30 seconds.
Well, Miss Mary, she came, she won a raffle, and we selected her to this burger eating contest, and she was the smallest person in the entire raffle. But for somehow she was able to win the contest. So people were so astounded by how she was able to win this with her small physique, to where they came up and wanted to give donations, to where they want to help.
That's a good angle.
They want to help.
Donations are a great angle.
Yeah, they want to help.
Yeah.
You know, fund more of this type of stuff for the community. So we were able to raise $45 million based on her.
Mary munching on a burger.
Mary munching on burgers.
That's great.
$45 million. Yeah, let's go.
And everything was donated to, you know, the Kana Studios.
Oh my God, I love this story so much. This is a great story. Put me in the game. I would have spun that story. That's a good story. Coach. Okay.
Okay, Julie.
Yes.
You just got called to the jail cell of an inmate who is spitting on people.
Okay.
You can bring one tool with you, and it cannot be a firearm.
Okay.
Which tool are you bringing and why?
I'll fucking mace them.
Because they're spitting on people?
Yeah. Can I do that?
I don't feel like the crime does not fit here. You just mace the shit out of somebody for spitting on somebody. I would take one a baton too. Beat the shit out of them.
God.
You're going to jail.
I'm already in the jail, so
you're spending the night.
What if he spit on you?
If he spit on me, there's no understanding. We gonna knuck and buck it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm there and
while playing,
on, they're grown. If they enjoy, they're grown, handle their own business. Like, you gonna let somebody spit on you?
Right.
Defend yourself.
I imagine there's no tattletaling in jail.
No.
He spit on me.
They just figure it out. I would assume there's street justice in jail.
This is funny. Marcus, your client, your PR client, just made headline news.
Mm-hmm.
Except the headline reads...
This is real stuff that happens every day.
Except the headline reads, Florida man gets arrested after telling a playground full of kids where babies come from. You need to spin this story into a positive one as fast as possible.
Okay.
Give me your best news story angle in 30 seconds.
Oh, I would say they come from, you know, those birds that fly in the air.
You're in media. So you just get a call and you're like, your client, and you represent your client. So your client just is making headline news because he told a bunch of.
Oh, I'm the
you're the publicist, like me.
Okay. You're representing
the
guy.
Are you going to tell them that it wasn't that bad?
Oh, you know, I would say
to the community.
I would definitely say that my client didn't get a chance to go in detail about how what he really meant about, you know,
okay,
how babies are really meant, and he gave me, you know, full power of attorney to go ahead and explain that to further to get them to understand. Okay, these are the facts, and this is what he really meant.
Okay,
we've all seen where babies come from. You know, we see the little cartoons. I think it's called the egret.
The stork.
A stork. That carries the babies into the little nappy thing, and they're in there.
Yeah.
They're flying across, and they're so peaceful, and that's how babies come in the world.
So, do you know where this 51st Dates with Julie Connor came from? Whose fucking idea was
that? I made that because I thought it was funny.
What is that going to happen?
It's not happening.
This is episode one.
No, you wish.
I'm a first date?
No. Yeah. We read a relationship story last week, and that shit was wild.
I guess it's two, but yeah.
Mm. I'm not doing 51st Dates. That'll mentally exhaust me. Do you go on dating apps?
I don't.
There's like the cesspool of hell.
Dating is dumb to me.
Mm.
Dating is dumb.
Smart.
Sound like you're throwing in the towel there, Marcus.
No, I don't date.
Gangsters don't date.
I interact and mm-hmm. I sense connections. I don't date.
It's interesting.
Dating is dumb.
But then what if you have a connection? Don't you go on a date?
It's a date, but I won't say it's dating.
Okay. So I think what you're saying is like you can date multiple people at once, but you can only be in a relationship with one person.
Absolutely.
That's what you deduced from that?
Yeah,
that's exactly
what he meant. What, am I wrong?
She's perfectly right.
Yeah, I didn't deduce that from that.
I did.
Did you? Yeah. Wow, well, it went right over my head.
Well, see, women can't do that, though.
Well, she's a woman, right?
Women can't do that.
Wait, women can't do what?
Well, they get emotionally attached a lot quicker.
That's why.
Oh, my God. Are you a woman? Yes.
Of course.
So what are you saying right now?
That's a feminine trait.
Don't fucking sell us out, dog.
No, she's being feminine.
Oh, I'm so confused. She's saying that women get... Wait, I'm confused now.
Run that back for me. I'm speaking on behalf of women. I said... he said women can't... I don't agree that we can't.
But it's
harder because we get emotionally attached quicker.
Okay, okay. That I do agree with. That's true.
What I'm saying.
Men fall in love with the logistics of it. Women fall in love with the feeling of another person.
Women can do it, but it's not conducive.
That is a more male trait to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay.
Land the plane. You ready?
Listen.
What?
you're going to be all right. You're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm not, though, because I don't understand shit. I do understand what you're saying now.
Listen, I'm telling you, I've been on dates with women, and conversation-wise, and her concept and how she thinks is where it needs to be at. Because me personally, as a man, I'm not attracted to women how they look. Okay, I can look. The surface, yeah, you look pretty, you look okay. But how a woman thinks is far, it gets me far more.
It was definitely that. Okay, so now I know so much more about you than I knew before you got here.
Okay.
We're on the same page for some stuff, not for the others. The last thing, because it's Friday, you have to give me your best and worst. So the best thing, the best part of this week for you, and then we won't call it the worst, but a lesson you learned this week.
I'll start with the best first. The best part of the week was I went to travel to Atlanta. I saw my niece graduate.
That's nice.
Pre-K. That was amazing.
Aw.
She was so cute. That was the highlight of my week. See her, you know, dancing and, you know, girl in a cap and gown and all that kind of stuff, receiving an award.
That's so cute.
She's only 5 years old. It was cute. As far as, I guess, the abstract of that would be realizing people aren't really who they are.
Would you believe me if I told you that was mine too this week?
I believe you.
That's mine.
I believe you.
And I'm sure you know who I'm thinking of.
We were just talking about this before you walked
in. That was literally mine. I was so disappointed in people this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt sad.
And with my case is, somebody was a particular way or put this particular facade off for so long, and you finally see that, not even see, but you see and you hear.
Yeah.
You see and you hear that they're not who they are.
That's such a hard lesson. I hate that. That's exactly what mine was going to be. And then my best part was that I landed a really big client that I'm excited about.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that was my big up and then my learning lesson for this week.
Yeah.
If you had fun, did you have fun today?
I had an awesome time today.
Okay. If you like Smooth the Greatest, follow him on Instagram.
Smooth the Greatest.
Wish me luck. And we're at Conna House Studios. Thank you for joining us.
I wish I could give one little shout out, but.
Go for it.
I want to give a shout out to Empire Lounge in West Palm Beach. That's my family's little nightclub lounge area. It's strictly geared for professionals, people who do a lot of things in the community. And, you know, us in the type of field that we work in, we can't really go anywhere to really let loose. But Empire Lounge is a safe place to where you can come. Hang out, be yourself, and be safe. Ain't got to worry about nothing.
Okay, so they have events there?
They have events there, weekly events there, Monday through. It's open 7 days a week.
Wow, that's great. Dinner?
The food is there.
Music, entertainment?
Food, music, entertainment. You want to watch a basketball game, you know, playoffs going on now. It's a great atmosphere. So come check it out.
So what I'm hearing is it's not the young kids,
it's
right?
Strictly for the grown adults and mature adults. So for the mature life. Yeah, Empire Lounge in West Palm Beach on 45th Street.
West Palm Beach, cool. So we'll check it out and we'll put their Instagram handle in there.
Yeah, Empire Lounge, West Palm Beach. That's what it is. Simple. Empire Lounge, West Palm Beach.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you very much.